All right. Now, the Hectic Cheese knows how to create a headline, and not everybody's happy about it. And we've been following this journey of Brandon Smith up and down the east coast of Australia. He's now opened up on a podcast about how blown away he was by the sell from the Roosters. He's put it all out there. And if you listen to the Cheese's comments, it sounds like he's already made up his mind.
They have genuine love for like the team and the players. Like, I went in golf with Jared, Orbo, and Friendy, and Nick Politis was just ringing them. You know, he's over in LA on a business trip at the moment. He's ringing them up just to see how they are. And, and like, he just, they spoke with so much passion about the club. And it's sort of like, because the administration is so like tight with the like rugby league stuff and all that, it's weird for me because we're not like that at the Storm. We're not so,
It's very separate.
Yeah, it's very like footy department versus commercial department, but it's not that hostile. But like, when I was talking to them, it's like, bro, they're like one. Like, they're one entity. Like, they're just crazy. And, you know, the stuff they can do for you. And I think that the best thing about the Roosters is, bro, they're about your life, not your footy. Like, they want you to be set for life.
Yep.
They don't want you to walk away with nothing from rugby league. And, like, they just push that. And, like, they can tell you how they're going to help you in life rather than help you in footy, because they – the footy, if your life's good, footy's good. Bro, it was just mind-blowing. Roosters were like, all through back doors, like all that stuff, and most private places.
Oh, I get you. Like, yeah, the media side of it.
Yeah,
so
like, they just didn't want it out at all. They took me into the league. So they had a presentation as well.
Mitchie Orbo come through, did he?
Mitchie Orbo almost made me cry. I'm not even kidding. Like, how he spoke about the club and like what they have done for him and like the history of why they wear that jersey, why we play the way we do, the hardworking part of Sydney that made Bondi what it is now. Like, back in the 20s, Bondi wasn't
What like we see today. Now, yeah.
And that's what that's what he was talking about. And, bro, he pretty much want to make you cry. And I was just looking at the Roosters jersey as he was saying, and I was had like goosebumps. I was looking at it going, I want to win a premiership in that jersey.
So after those meetings, have you – you don't have to say on here, obviously, but have you made up your mind?
Yeah, I've made up my mind, but we'll wait and see. Yeah. So I still got a meeting with the Storm. So
Craig's
pretty persuading as well.
So the Cheese speaks, and let the pile on begin. So just to clarify, that is a podcast done essentially by his new clothing company that he signed up with, YKTR. So he's their first athlete, and that's the format that he finds himself in. He's been criticised for doing that under that guise, but I got no problems with that. He is not the first and will not be the last athlete who speaks to those who are writing checks. That's the way it happens right here on this network as well. So let's just park that part of it. Then there's the part where he's talking about the Roosters wanted to keep it in-house and they wanted to keep it private. Well, that's gone. Bang. Let's take that part out of it as well. The only thing I do hope about this is that his manager, who was very vocal last week, criticising the speculation around Brandon Smith, saying it's unfair and all this speculation, I hope he doesn't come out now and say, you guys are wrong for having a crack at what Brandon's saying here, because you're putting it out there. So I've got absolutely no problem whatsoever with what Brandon Smith just did. What he says is completely up to him. Now, you've been really vocal about players, and so too have we, players selling the wares a year out. It's a bad look for rugby league, and I agree. A lot of supporters think they're being let down by the system. And let's face it, the travelling Brandon Smith roadshow, which I said, you know, the for sale sign around his neck, and off he goes up to the Gold Coast, to the Cowboys, to the Dolphins, the grainy photos, comes back to the Roosters, and now he's going down to Melbourne. The email sent out at 5:59 a.m. on November 1 saying offers now taken. They couldn't have put him out there anymore. So it has been a bit out there and odd. But when it comes to his comments on the podcast, I say go for it. We might not like the whole scenario here of players negotiating a year out, and we don't really like the images of players at other club headquarters, and dare I say it, being photographed in other clubs' jumpers. But at least he is telling it like it is. At least he's telling his side of the story. Maybe he's talking himself up for a better deal. At least he's putting it out there. And we just got an insight into one of the most powerful clubs and one of the most influential coaches in the game and the players and all that kind of stuff and how this thing works that we've never had before. So there's no problem with that. We always say the last thing we want in the game is for the voices in the game to be muzzled. So when they do talk in whatever format they choose, let's take it for what it is. Let's grab it and run with it and enjoy it and have fun and pick it apart and try and read into it. More of the theatre of rugby league, the drama of rugby league that we love so much about this game. Let me know your thoughts. 0457 736 736 or 1300 01 1170.